Hi, I'm Mary Harrell from Mater Dei Radio. Today, our Catholic faith and our world face unprecedented moral crises. The recent state legislation signed into law by Governor Cuomo of New York permits babies in the womb to be aborted up to and including birth. And that is just one example of a breakdown in our morality throughout our church and country. And a lot of people, especially Catholics in the pews, look at it all and say, well, what can I personally do about it? Well, a national coalition of Catholic organizations have joined together to give an answer to that question. Pray and Fast for America 2019 is asking Catholics to organize together to battle scandal, division, and crises in our country and our church. And today, the coalition chairwoman, Maureen Flynn, is joining us to tell us more. Maureen, thanks for being with us today.
And thank you for having us.
Maureen, start by telling us how this movement formed and how you see its mission playing out in our country.
Well, in 2017, many of us had just completed, back then it was the 26th International Week of Prayer and Fasting. So for this year, it'll be 27 years, but it's 9 days of worldwide prayer and fasting for pretty much the same goals, except we added a few for this particular prayer and fast campaign. But we were praying for the culture of life, you know, for an end to abortion. We were praying for marriage and family, sanctity of marriage and family, praying for a church. And at the end of that 9 days, we start off with a day at the Basilica, and there's four mysteries of the Rosary prayed at the Basilica by the Asian community, the African community, the Spanish community, children, youth, and we have confessions all day, a big high mass at noon. It's a very power-packed spiritual day with thousands of people that come to the Basilica, and it's free. We do not charge. And the confessions that day are amazing. There's confession lines all over the place, so that's one of the great graces. 100-member volunteer choir during the high mass at noon, and then that's like the kickoff day. And then the rest of the 8 days, people in their parishes, in their prayer groups, are praying and fasting for our country. So that's been happening, again, this year it'll be 27 years, and it's November 2nd through November 10th. Wow. However, at the end of 2017, because of things that were happening in the world then, many of us, there was about 30 of us, had a meeting to pray, what should we do after this? We were feeling an urgency in our spirits that we couldn't wait till the next year for, usually it's in October that we do the pray and fast, the International Week of Prayer and Fasting. So we prayed the Holy Rosary, and what was born out of that was an idea for an initiative for 365 days of masses, prayers, and fasting for our president, leaders, families, and the church. So the first Pray and Fast for America was done in 2018. We put together a website, but it was, you know, not very involved because we didn't have a lot of time. But the response that we got in 2018 was unbelievable. It was fantastic. People were very concerned about where our country was going. They wanted to increase what they were doing. And so as a result of that, we decided this is something people really want and need, and it's a remedy for the things that are happening in the world today. So we worked for several months with some other people, and we put together a much more expanded, involved prayandfastforamerica.org website. And on that, it's about why, you know, why pray, why fast, the battle plan, training. We have a whole thing of join the fight. And we developed for people who really wanted to be involved, we call it the four branches of a Marian military. Marian consecration, the watchmen are people who are adorers, spend time before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The Rosarian knights are people who are praying the rosary every day if they can. They're praying several mysteries. And then the torchbearers, we have on there, are people who believe in the importance of purity. And also, Our Lady of America has become a really important something that people are looking at, because it's similar to Fatima when Our Lady appeared to a woman named Sister Mary Mildred. And the Bishop Leibold back then gave his imprimatur to the messages, which have to do with a holy family, with purity in our country, and the renewal of the faith amongst our youth and our families. So it's really caught on this year. People are signing up, they're excited, they're mobilized, because they feel this gives them something that they can do to help see changes in our country and in our world.
Maureen, what is some tangible good that you have seen come out of your work so far? Or what have you seen that's encouraging to you as you fight this cultural battle?
Yes. Well, people that call the office and or you know, go online and sign up, and they're excited. That's what excites all of us that are involved in this. We see that there's great soldiers on the ground. There's wonderful men and women, children, youth, who are mobilized to do something, especially spiritually. So they are praying extra mysteries of the rosary. We get calls from people that are very involved in their parish, and they're actually talking to their parish council to see how their parish can be more involved every week during all these days during 2019. They just feel that the answer is going to be spiritual, that we've tried to do all kinds of things with education and legislation, although we never give up on that. However, many of them tell us, we feel we're missing the spiritual component, that we need to have more hours of adoration in our parishes and our churches, so they're working on that. They feel, you know, as families, they should be praying the rosary more, especially during Lent, so that's been great. Many people are seeing the importance of fasting. There's a real return to the importance of fasting in our times, and a lot of the great saints were big believers in fasting. In the Old Testament, it's filled with the book of Esther, Queen Esther, when she saw that the Israelites were in danger of being destroyed, and then she prayed and fasted for 3 days, and the Lord had mercy, and they were protected. And yes, there's a lot in the Old Testament and New Testament. I mean, Jesus himself went into the desert for 40 days and nights to pray and fast. This is our Lord. Mark 9:29, certain things can only be driven out by prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Old Testament, Nineveh, Jonah went through the town of Nineveh, the city of Nineveh, and said, you know, we must repent, must change, or there will be destruction. And the people, including all the way up to the king, got into their sackcloth and sat in ashes. I mean, can you imagine that happening today? And they fasted, and they prayed, and they repented. And then God relented, and there was no destruction of Nineveh at that time when that happened. So fasting is very, very powerful. And in the lives of the saints, St. Basil said, penance without fasting is useless and vain. By fasting, we satisfy God. St. Jerome said, fasting is not merely a perfect virtue. It's the foundation of all the other virtues. It is sanctification, purity, and prudence, virtues without which you cannot see God. St. Teresa of Avila was a huge faster. Also, St. Thomas More, he said, our Savior showed himself where he said that some kind of devils cannot be cast out of one man by another without prayer and fasting. And St. Leo the Great said, there's nothing more efficacious than fasting in order to come closer to God. So if you read the lives of the saints, most of them were big, not only prayer people, but fasting people. Then when you look at the Old and New Testament. So fasting is an important element because it's saying no to our flesh, it's mortification, it's some kind of penance. So there's a lot in the Old Testament and the New Testament about the power of fasting. And people liken it that prayer and fasting is like a gun with ammunition, that you need both to destroy evil. And the great Saint John Paul II said, Jesus himself has shown us by his own example that prayer and fasting are the first and most effective weapons against the forces of evil. So today's world, we're dealing with infanticide. Who would have believed this 25 years ago that we'd have politicians out there saying, yeah, it's okay. So the baby's born alive during an abortion. We're going to allow it to be killed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was not heard of years ago. Even people who were, quote, for pro-choice in parentheses, right, believed that if a baby was born alive, of course you save the baby. Mm-hmm. It's gotten to be this huge battle between the forces of the culture of life and the forces of the culture of death. So people are mobilized, they're very concerned, and they are wanting to be involved. So that's what we see as very exciting, that people are signing up and participating in a big way.
Maureen, please tell our listeners where they can go online to learn more about Pray and Fast for America 2019.
PrayandFastForAmerica.org. And yes, if people have any questions, we do have a bunch of flyers on Pray and Fast for America that they can put in their adoration chapels, parishes, etc. They can call us at 888-478-PRAY, P-R-A-Y. Again, it's 888-478-PRAY. And on the website, there's a lot of information. There's in the press room, you can print out the flyers there if you want, or you can call our office and we'll send you a bunch of the flyers. And we're going to be putting a lot of articles for those who sign up. We send out emails twice a month. We send out different articles on prayer and fasting, and then we also send out certain books we recommend reading and certain sacramentals.
Great Maureen, thank you so much for all your work and your prayers to bring about a renewal of holiness in our culture and our church.
Thank you.